Together, East achieves more because we are a team.
Hi, I'm Sam.
And I'm Elijah.
And we're in the seventh grade at Propel East.
And we interviewed the art teacher, Ms. Babushi.
My very first job was when I was 15 years old. I worked in a skateboard shop, and I got to help assemble skateboards, help folks pick out their wheels and boards and all of that. And I kind of took the job because there were lots of cute boys that came in to buy skateboards. And so I worked there for 2 years. That was my first job. If I were not a teacher, I would probably, the other kind of career I do on the side is I'm a professional storyteller, and I do performances at libraries and bookstores and in museums and everything, and I would love to be able to do that full time. I also am a certified yoga instructor, and I do that as well. So I guess if I wasn't teaching full time, I would like to be a freelance artist and kind of be able to make art and do some storytelling and teach some yoga and kind of cobble together all the things I like to do best. I loved art from the time I was a very small child. I was one of those kids that, like, every time my mother would try and throw away a box from the hot chocolate or something, I would take it out of the garbage and make it into a small house and, like, decorate it with things and make art out of everything I could possibly get my hands on. So, and then I did take art and dance classes from the time I was quite little and kind of, you know, explore all the different art forms. I also played viola for a short time and piano. And my mother was an artist. She actually got a full scholarship to Rhode Island School of Design, which is a really prestigious design and art school, and was not allowed to go because her father passed away and she had to stay home and take care of her little sister and her mom. And I always kind of felt bad that she didn't get the chance to be an artist, but I would see, she would draw things for me when I was a kid, and I was always sort of amazed at how good she was at drawing. So she sort of inspired me to kind of stick with it and do what she maybe didn't get to do as much as she would like. The blog was, well, first of all, I'm a little bit scared of computers. I don't actually really love working with computers, so it was a little bit of a way to just sort of challenge myself and find a way that I could get comfortable with technology. And because it's so visual and you get to kind of design the layout of it and include photographs and everything, I thought that would be a fun way for me to try my hand at some more difficult technology. And I also wanted to be able, when I got to Propel East and I saw how talented all of the students were here, I was really anxious to be able to share the artwork they were making with a larger audience outside of our school. So the blog allows us to share our artwork with anyone who has a computer all over the world. My favorite part about being an art teacher is that when most students come into my room, they have a pretty good time. I think that it would be hard to teach a subject that people really, really didn't like and found really, really difficult. So I always think I'm kind of lucky that most people like art and come into my room pretty happy and excited about what we're doing. I also particularly, I love seeing how the projects I create are interpreted in, you know, 25 completely different ways by all of the students. And although I have come to love middle school artists, initially I was a kindergarten teacher, and I really, really love how very small children kind of express their feelings and interpret things in their own unique little drawings. And I'm really, like, tickled and laugh out loud a lot at the things they say and do.